Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Those bad drinks and things, and drink a lot of milk and eat a lot of ice cream and have a lot of cheese. Speaking of cheese, Jennifer Horn is here with Rich McFadden, and that didn't sound right.
Why not? She can be here with me.
Yeah. No,
we've done things together. We're close.
Cheese thing. Okay, Jennifer.
We totally.
Yeah. Molly Page, the news sage, is here as well.
I've not done Vegas with Molly.
We have not done Vegas.
Yet. But she grew up in Vegas, so she probably could get you around to all those hot spots.
I did Vegas when I was 14.
Really? And Vegas never been the same since.
No, it has not.
In fact, I did Vegas with Ken Kesler when he got married and had a wonderful time with Elvis and the Pink Cadillac.
That's awesome. Did Elvis marry you guys?
Yeah.
Yes. I got married by Elvis, too, in Vegas.
Right. That's fantastic.
Isn't that great? Almost half of the staff here has been married in Vegas by Elvis.
Yep.
If I got married, I'd have Elvis too.
That's a dream of mine. I've always wanted to do that.
I will tell you, even if you are
not
married,
a dream of mine. If I get married, it ain't going to be by Elvis.
I get married first, get married again.
Go to Vegas, do the Elvis wedding, even if it's just to renew your vows.
It is the funniest thing
you'll ever do.
It depends on who you're marrying. Okay.
Did you just do an Elvis?
Okay. One of our quotes of the day. I like this. This gives people a lot of food for thought. It's quick and to the point. Venus Williams says, you have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there. Another quote came from Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Who's...
me.
This was...
quote me.
Now, apparently, the quote was, Mr. Armani's first name is Giorgio.
Yeah.
The official Armani Twitter account, in response to a tweet from Kim Kardashian, she's wondering why Giorgio Armani discontinued her favorite foundation. And I was wondering how much money the Kardashians had given to the foundation, but apparently that's not the kind of foundation we're talking about. Has to do with what she puts on her face. Isn't that what a foundation, makeup foundation, is what you put on?
Good, Dougie.
Under your, well, you know what? I have 100% truth in lending here. When I said to, was it Molly? Who did I say this to? It was Molly, I think. I was going through the quote, and I was trying to figure out, I said to Kenny, go find out what the foundation, what do they do in this foundation? And I think Molly says, no. It's not about that kind of foundation.
It's makeup.
It's makeup.
Mr. Latella.
That's me.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway.
Never mind.
As long as...
Did you know that you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark?
Say what?
You're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark.
I saw that.
I'm probably more likely because I got more cows around than anybody else.
Cows kill 20 people a year. Sharks kill one person a year.
Really?
Dogs kill 28 people a year. Sharks kill one person a year.
All right.
Bees, wasps, and hornets.
Where are we?
Are we going to get more of these happy facts?
No, I want to get to the Disney story.
Do you think that weighs 8 pounds?
Who's got the Disney story? Was that your responsibility, Mom?
That was me.
That was you. Okay. So Disney.
Who's got the Disney?
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Don't let the dogs out. They kill people.
All right. Let's say don't let the cows out. Who let the cows out?
A lot of people cows kill.
Come on. Let's get to this Disney story.
Disney ABC Television has canceled plans to lay off about 35 technology employees who had been asked to train immigrants that were brought in by the company to do their jobs in the final weeks of their
employment.
Can
you believe how in the name of God are these people that stupid? And then this is the face of Disney is the most wonderful, happy. They do this. They pull this kind of stuff all the time because that's what business does. And they're a big business. So anyway, but in face of or in light of the bad publicity that they've already gotten.
Well, managers had told the employees last week that they would no longer have to train their replacements and could actually keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
This after word got out, of course, uproar. And the New York Times is the one who reported this. Disney sparked a public backlash after it laid off 250 tech workers at Orlando's Walt Disney World in January, ordering them to train immigrants on temporary work visas in order to receive their severance. So the tech workers who were being laid off in order to get their severance had to train their replacements.
Great. That's some smart business. There's somebody's really watching what's going on with that deal.
Let it go. Let it go.
That from Frozen? Is that Frozen?
Yes.
It is.
Aren't you glad that I recognize that?
Very proud.
Want to know how I recognize it?
You've seen the movie 42 times like
no.
I have?
No. Last night, Dave Koz was the intro act for Barry Manilow, and he played his nieces asked him to do something. Uncle Dave, why don't you record something that's popular? So he recorded a version, a sax version of this song, and he played it last night. It was quite good.
Okay, ready to let me trip over that name. Dave Koz is my friend.
Is he?
And he's so nice. He's the nicest man on the planet.
When is the last day? Do you talk to him on Facebook? When do you talk to him?
He comes in and plays like once or twice a year.
Oh, does he? All right. Uh-huh. So the next time you see him, tell him that I saw him with Manilow and thought his performance was great.
I didn't
great.
Know he was opening. I would have like done something.
Yeah, no, he was opening for Manilow. On this tour, which is supposed to be the final Barry Manilow tour, but he's had three of those
so
far.
Did you buy the T-shirt, Doug, the Barry Manilow farewell T-shirt?
We walked out. I had a few tears. We walked out, and there were people selling the T-shirt.
Oh, no, you got a rip-off shirt in the parking lot,
no,
the $10 one?
No, I didn't take that. I didn't take it, but it was there for the taking.
But they did have Barry Manilow concert T-shirts?
Yes.
That is really amazing.
Wow.
I have to see that. I'm looking that up right now.
Okay, you can check that out, Richie. And we kept trying to figure out how old he was, because
his face is so plastic.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff on his face.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. But he has it still. At 72, he still has it.
Oh, they have a Copacabana concert T-shirt. I'm totally buying this for you. I'm sending it to you.
Get two.
By the way, he writes the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yep. He sure does.
I think you're going to cry. What's up, South Carolina?
There were a couple of moments last night when there were emotions that were spent. But it was really one of the things that gets me about a concert like this is, and I remember about 10 years ago going to it, and I didn't get the same feeling as I did last night. The crowd was wild for this guy. Completely wild.
How many little pairs of underwear got thrown to the stage?
Jennifer, will you give me $10 if I can make Doug cry?
Now, by the way, he did a medley. There's so much music this guy has. He's got a new album out that pairs him with great
Snoop Dogg.
With what?
Snoop Dogg.
No, but some other really into. They're all dead. All the people who are on the album with him are dead. So there's video and
really
audio.
Quiet.
Yeah.
No, it's very good. He did a duet with Judy Garland that was fantastic. It was really.
Oh my gosh! Did you have to hand over your man card before you left?
No. But there were three gay guys.
Hello, with Garland for one night.
Meredith's looking at me, and there's three gay guys coming to sit in front of us.
No.
Yeah.
I can move for there's more than that.
You should have been watching all the gay guys sitting behind you.
I gotta do some commercials here.
You just did one. That 8 minute one for Barry Manilow.
Okay. Oh, he did that song last night. Yeah.
Was it fabulous?
It was fabulous. The whole thing was fabulous. Fabulous. We were walking out. We went out the side door.
The back door?
No. But I wasn't paying attention. I was just was sort of talking and I'm looking at her, we're chatting, and these two guys walked in front of us. And Meredith has a great, very subtle sense of humor about some things. So she's looking at these guys, and they had hairdos that were indicative of their sexual persuasion, shall we say. And it was just amusing.
Nothing. Sure, it was a total show.
Oh, it was. It was a great show. It really was.
It was
all
just
the way around.
People watching. Sure,
absolutely.
Fun,
yep.
And interesting.
And
people.
All ages, every age you could imagine. There. Anyway, time for me. Barry still has his own hair, so he doesn't need Provia. But there are a lot of people who do need Provia, so let me help you out here. If you'd like to get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair, I have the prescription. The great thing about Provia that's so easily explained, you either get your hair back or you get your money back. You'll spend some money to buy Provia. It's not expensive. It's a serum. It's an all-natural way.
Stop. Keep going.
No, I'm doing Provia.
Here.
Anyway, what you said was Jennifer. Provia works miracles. It cleanses the pores in your scalp, so the follicles there underneath your scalp can come through. How do you expect me to finish this? What do you?
You're a professional.
I am a professional. That's true.
You too can have a mullet like Barry Manilow. Call Provia now.
Oh my God! Anyway,
actually, I just realize I'm not allowed to play music underneath your commercials because then that could mean that. And we could be sued by.
Oh no!
So I better stop.
Good
right.
God! You better stop that.
Ask Neil Young.
800-525-8319. That's how you get Provia. Order today. Get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results. You want to get make quick work out of getting your hair back. And one of the things that's so superb about this product is it contains an ingredient that allows for your hair to thicken up. You know, you get some of these volumizer shampoos. Well, that's what this stuff does without having to use the shampoo. It's just a great product. You want your hair back? Come on. Call 800-525-8319 and get some action going there right now.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Communication should be easy. You say something, the other person hears it. Done.
But it doesn't always work that way. Why? Because each of you see it your own way.
Blogger Guy Harris suggests a simple way to prevent misunderstandings. Ask a question.
For example, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. Would you please tell me what you understood me to say?
Listen carefully as they respond. Are they seeing it the way you said it? If not, try restating your message.
You can use the same technique when someone tells you something. Rephrase what they said in your own words and then ask them if you've got it right.
Communicate clearly by confirming your counterpart concurs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hit one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how important is it to keep customers from defecting to the competition? Very important. And in this day and age of customer no service, many companies just don't seem to get it. Why don't companies go out of their way to court loyal customers? Maybe they don't realize the dollar science of it. If a company can keep a mere 5% of their customer base from defecting to the competition, they'll significantly impact their bottom line. Some researchers estimate the positive dollar impact may be between 25 and 85% increase on the bottom line. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you're really nice to customers, you get their money. It's just not complicated.
I want that money! More info at DocBuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-35.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, music time, remembrance time. Hello. This date, 1978, this song was number one. Andy Gibb, before he drunk himself. Was it drugs or drinking that got him?
Heart attack from, I think it was cocaine.
Was it? Yeah. Anyway, what a shame, because he had a lot of talent. Fit well. Well, maybe he didn't need to be with the brothers, because he had his own career. Anyway, this song, on his own.
He wanted to be with the brothers?
He did, yeah.
Why didn't they let him in?
He said that because there were already three, and he had his own career, but he actually did say that in a TV interview, that he wanted to be part of the Bee Gees.
I wonder why they really didn't bring him in. Mike Love was involved, so let him in. Anyway, this song was number one on the pop charts 7 weeks in a row. How about that for a record? He also had a number of other hits that were number one. I Want to Be Your Everything, remember that? Love Is Thicker Than Water. He was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. He was the host of Solid Gold on TV. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he died in England. He was in Oxford when he died, 1988.
Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart caused by viral infection.
Yep, that's what it was.
But he'd been in and out of drugs and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Depression.
Tough time. Yeah. All right, also on the number one list as we go through, this is a good one for Jen. Kelly Clarkson was number one during this week in 2012 with Stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. How's that, Richie? I was right there on that. Did you know?
Totally with the lyrics.
Yeah. There you go. All right, also on our number one list, Richie, we'll go right back into hyper something or other. Number one during this week in 1974, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, contra-top there. Contrasts here. All right, so that was number one this week, 1974. To this week in 1985, number one song was Bryan Adams with Evan.
Oh, boy.
It's a good song.
It is.
Yeah, I know it's a good song.
This wasn't
sounded like it.
Yeah.
Right? I think it did. And also on the number one list from this week in 1991, whatever happened to Paula Abdul?
She's a judge on So You Think You Can Dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's a knockoff of Dancing with the Stars?
No.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
It's real people. It's like a dance competition.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My wife is...
Is it popular? You guys don't even know about
all
it.
Really? Summer show. It's a summer show on Fox. It's been on for years.
Really? It doesn't seem to be a Fox kind of a show.
It's a little edgy.
It's got that Fox is American Idol.
Edgy how, though?
They have fun. You say. Yeah, I don't know that I mean, they have fun.
Okay. And I'll take your word for it, Richie. My mind just went back into Barry Manilow for some reason. I was actually trying to think of another American entertainer who's been around that long who still knocks him dead. Who else would be in that category, Kenny? Would you think?
Somebody Neil Diamond.
Diamond does it. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah, he doesn't have the same personality. I don't get warm and fuzzy from Neil Diamond. I get good music. By any stretch of the imagination, he certainly is an American icon.
The time that he was on this show and we asked him to do a liner for us, and his response was, let's see how the interview goes.
Yeah, let's see how the interview goes. Right. You would never get that from Barry Manilow. Although I don't know that he does that many interviews, frankly.
Yeah, we've never had him, have we?
No, I've never had him on. We've had Dave Koz on. That's what I was thinking about when Jennifer said she was friends with him. That's when I remember having the conversation.
Dave Koz, who warmed up for Barry Manilow.
Good. He does a radio show. He was doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And he's just...
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was a captain of a football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. It's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would.
33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, into this interview that Rachel Dolezal has given on the NBC Today show. You'll remember that she's been accused of pretending to be black when she's actually white. She decided that she wanted to be able to tell her story. Now we have, this is going to be on the Today Show, the Tonight Show.
It's going to be everywhere. And the story out today, by the way, is that the smoking gun uncovered a lawsuit that she filed against Howard University back in 2002. Yeah. And she had sued the school for discriminating against her because she was white. Mm. And she lost the suit. She had to pay $2,700 back to cover the university's fees.
Good.
But at that point, somewhere between there and now, she became a black woman who was the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
So, Richie,
which she resigned from,
goes on the Today show. She was forced out. She didn't resign because she wanted to.
Right.
And so now, what kind of questions are being asked and what kind of answers?
Well, Matt Lauer here asked her. He talked to her and then he also talked to her parents. And he asked her whether she identified as black or white.
Are you an African-American woman?
I identify as black.
You identify as black. Let me put a picture up of you in your early 20s, though. Mm-hmm. And when you see this picture, is this an African-American woman? Or is that a Caucasian woman?
That's not in my early 20s, but I would say that visibly she would be identified as white by people who see her.
But at the time, were you identifying yourself as African-American?
In that picture, during that time, no.
All right. So what other questions does
Parents on, and Savannah Guthrie asks about some of her false claims.
Some of these claims she reportedly has made over the years are pretty dramatic, that she was born in a teepee, had to use bows and arrows to hunt for foods as a child, that she lived in South Africa. I mean, what's the motive for making such claims, assuming those aren't true?
Those are all false claims. I think Rachel has tried to damage her biological family, and those kind of claims, as false as they were, seem to serve her purposes in her mind.
Why? Why in the world?
I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty outlandish. I mean, how do you describe your experience in a teepee? Killing things with bows and arrows. I mean, come on.
So apparently something wrong. There's something mentally right here. And so now we get to the real point of where I am coming from. We've talked about this off and on now, and I'm wondering to what purpose. So she gets the news media's all over the place. Okay, she pretended to be this, or she said she was that, and she's falsified all kinds of stuff. So what we have here is a sad case of a woman who is imbalanced, and the news media is all over this, attacking her. You know, there's a point at which dignity and perhaps some sort of decorum needs to be put into place. What the hell business is it of mine or yours or anybody else's what's going on with this woman? Okay, so she made some claims. She made herself look foolish. Her family is embarrassed. This should be something that they're trying to take care of with her. If she's not willing or able to, I suppose that's one thing. But still, does she deserve to have all this national ridicule? I don't get it. I don't see it.
I feel sorry for her.
I
think
like
she's
it.
A sick woman.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Of course there is.
And the
NAACP where is that?
Doesn't care that she's white. They're like, we don't care. We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah.
But if you're not honest with us, that's another thing.
Okay, but why is that my business whether she's honest with me or not? I don't care.
Well, she's committed fraud.
Okay, so how does that affect me
that's
and you?
That's where she broke the law.
Anybody else?
No, but that's where she broke the law.
What
she
law
committed
did she
fraud
break?
To take it, she took advantage of programs that were set up for African-American people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she needs to be somehow or other, that needs to be reckoned with.
But we can say pretty easily that she is a sick woman, right?
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's
so
easy to say.
But can we say the same thing about Bruce, don't call me, or call me Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, that's but that's where the comparison is coming in, I think, from time to time.
Because both are identifying as something that they are not, biologically.
But he hasn't lied about anything, has he? He hasn't put up...
Well, the transgender
only for 25 years.
And by the way, he wants
like
the attention because he's going to make 25... I mean, he's going to probably make $300 million out of it by the time all of it's done. Is this woman going to make money? She can
tell
her story,
but who knows?
I'm sure
but I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy here that we can call this woman sick, but we cannot call Bruce Jenner sick.
I don't think he
is. The transgender crowd is getting very upset and says it's cheapening Caitlyn Jenner's story by calling her transracial.
Mm-hmm. This woman transracial.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
It's just a new term. Now, all of a sudden...
It's new. I identify as Japanese today, Dougie.
Yep.
So, you know.
Okay, so you're a trans-Asian then.
All whole.
Yes, you are.
All right. So, is there anything out of this model? Or
right
we
there
all,
for you,
we
Richie.
Got it taken care of.
No, I think you guys covered it.
Yeah.
Well, you can say something. It's okay.
No, maybe she feels like I do. I don't like all of this attention.
It's a weird story. It's hard to wrap your head around a little bit.
And you know what? And the guys and women who do talk radio, the people that I was around all last Friday, most of them will take this and they'll make her a punching bag and they'll make fun of her and do stupid stuff around it when, in fact, it's a tragedy.
But you see this a lot. I mean, we see, you know, how many, just last year we had the story where military personnel were going out busting people who were pretending to be military personnel with all of their honors. And people who pretend to be police, people who pretend to be something they're not or want to be something that they're not, so they assume that identity. And it's just, you know.
All right, let's have some good news here.
It's about time.
There is some good news for those of us who love chocolate. More good news, actually. There have been a number of stories about chocolate in this past year. The best ingredient for almost anything. The other night we had little vanilla ice cream. It wasn't an Eskimo pie. It was something else. It was like an Eskimo pie on a stick. The chocolate on top of the vanilla ice cream. And there's something about the chocolate so enhancing the flavor of that. It was decent vanilla ice cream, but it had a different it felt different eating it with that chocolate on it. Chocolate is something that really is special. Chocolate's been around for 3,000 years. Most chocolate consumed in the form of candy. There is debate among scientists as to what it's doing to our health. Too much of something that is so full of calories, we would think, bad, right?
So much of anything is bad except for love.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's true. I love chocolate. So what does that mean?
Oh, you're doomed.
I am, apparently.
Yeah.
A surprising number of studies have found that dark chocolate can reduce the risk of death from heart attack, decrease blood pressure, help those with chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't like dark chocolate, though. Dark chocolate is good. The milk chocolate is what is not particularly good for you. So here's a question for those of you. Richie, you like chocolate. Jennifer, who doesn't like chocolate? Do you know anybody who doesn't like chocolate?
No.
I don't know.
A couple of people, and
really?
I think they're from some other planet or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So at what point, to follow Molly's path, is it too much? How do we determine that? There was a study involving 25,000 people. Found the answer to how much chocolate can be a good thing or not for you.
Per day or per year?
This is people who ate 100 grams of chocolate a day in the form of everything from a Mars Three Musketeers bar to drinking hot cocoa. These people, on average, had lower heart disease and stroke risk than those who did not consume as much chocolate as they did. So the only thing it does is affect your weight because of the sugar content. By the way, 100 grams is like two Hershey's chocolate bars, or maybe five Godiva truffles if you're into that. So five of those a day, and you are going to live, according to this study anyway. Men who consume 3,000 calories a day ought to have more chocolate than women. Okay, there it is.
Notice the women are quiet on that one.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking at this study from the School of Medicine at the University of Aberdeen, and that's over in Scotland. Study also noted that more of the participants in the study ate milk chocolate versus dark chocolate, and that goes back to my argument earlier on, or what I said, what the argument's been, is that dark chocolate is supposed to be better than milk chocolate.
Well, milk chocolate, I think, has more sugar.
Yeah, it does.
It's sweeter, and dark chocolate has more of the things that are good for you.
Yes.
So I could do a half a big bar of dark chocolate a day.
Really?
And you need less when you have dark chocolate.
You know what dark chocolate is good, Doug? Try it with this. When you get into like a trail mix, so it's not eating it by itself with that strong, bitter taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it, Doug, because otherwise it's a gateway drug. Mm.
Okay.
I like it.
I remember that. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
There's Kelly shotgunning, a running play. Thurman Thomas breaks it at the 25. Still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block.
Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug, going to England now for the story of Alan Nash, who's known as Nasty Nash. He's been exercising his toes for years. He gets into the ring and is a competitor in the toe wrestling championship of the world. This is something that happens every year in Northern England, the World Championship of Toe Wrestling. Male and female fighters.
Can you fight each other, by the way? Is it a fair fight, male and female toes?
How do you do toe wrestling?
Toe wrestling goes back to 1976, Richard, when a pub sought to find a new sport for Brits to be important. They wanted to dominate a sport.
Somehow I knew alcohol was involved in this.
It had to be.
I know.
How odd. Yeah,
really? You think so, huh?
Yeah.
It
was invented by a pub.
Taking all of your, you take off your shoes and socks, and you get in there. By the way, the champion this year is, let's see, there were two people. Michael Grimmett, known as Grimbo, was beaten by this fellow Nash. This is the 12th time there's been a title. On the women's side, a competitor known as Tippy Toe took the title. How about that? Tracy Tippy Toe is the female champion. I want to see what her toes look like. Don't you? Enough of that silly stuff. Back now to
I've got it on YouTube.
Have you? How's it look?
It's,
gross?
Oh, wait, we got to sit through an advertisement.
Yeah.
It's, well, their toes are manicured.
Really?
That's good. So they've got that going for them.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for...
All right, I think we made the point. All right, Richie, car talk time.
Ooh, okay.
State of Massachusetts is looking into, there are discussions going on right now on whether or not driver's licenses ought to be issued to undocumented immigrants. There is a bill.
Here's an idea. No.
Yeah. I'm with her.
Do we have that in California, Jennifer?
Yes. Of course we do.
So here we are in these two crazy states that I live in.
It's ridiculous. There's been over a million driver's licenses given to undocumented people, and the lines at the DMV have gone up exponentially, and it's just... Oh, it's
Well, I will tell you that this is something that has a lot of people in Massachusetts pretty upset, as well they ought to be. This is becoming more asinine every day, frankly. New companies trying to make more noise. I thought about this the other day when I was in New York. I had a brand new Mercedes 550, and somehow he did something to soup it up so that when he took off out of the parking garage. It was like he was a 14-year-old kid screeching out. It was all souped up, and you could hear the rum, 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 rum. This is a new thing, Richie. A lot of people are redesigning their cars so they make more noise, or the companies that are building them are putting special packages together so you can have... I mean, that's noise pollution. It should be outlawed.
Oh, no. You hear my 67 Bronco coming down the road? It's music, baby.
BMWs, Mercedes.
Oh,
good God.
Music.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If only America was more obnoxious.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on travel. Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, has the insight and inside information on where you'll get bargains, a story behind travel rules, carry-on. We'll talk about that in a moment as we focus on your travel needs here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running play. Thurman Thomas breaks it at the 25. Still on his feet at the 20. Gets down to the 15.
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block.
Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com here on Good Day. The carry-on rules are changing. Why?
It's a couple of carry-on things. I don't know if you saw the thing from Delta this week. They have something called valet service for carry-on luggage, and it's free from Delta. Huh.
And what do they do?
Well, in Atlanta, they'll just let you put your bags in a bin area, and then they take it on the airplanes while you're sitting there waiting to get on the planes, and they clean up the planes. They got these guys that go in there and put your luggage right in your seat assignment, right above your seat. And I think if they're to speed up those single-aisle airplanes, like the 757s and the 737-800s on those long hauls, and now they're expanding it. It must work for them because now they're expanding it to their other hubs, Detroit, Minneapolis. So as long as you're flying on them and it's one of those long-haul flights, they'll take your bag on the plane for you and just put it in your overhead, and you just get to your seat and you look above, and your bag should be there.
So, really?
That's it's free.
All right,
free.
So but that's the good news. There are some other things that look like some are trying to limit the size of the bags again.
They have the worst baggage rules overseas anyway. I mean, they're usually about 14 pounds is about the maximum you can carry and all that. But they want to reduce the size of your carry-on bag. And so every bag can fit in nice and even, so you put it frontwards and all that. Here in the United States, most of the airlines, and we've seen it from all the legacy airlines, and even Southwest, what they've been trying to do is put bigger overheads in there so we can accommodate more bags for people, since many people don't want to check bags to avoid that baggage fee. So, I don't know. It'll be a battle on that one. But, again, if we do go overseas, and those are the rules, and they do accommodate them over, and let's say, in Europe, and we decide not to do them here, you're going to be in a little hurt sometime in 4 or 5 years and say, well, my bag's good here in the United States, but you get to Europe, and I say, oh, sorry, Charlie, you're going to have to check that bag.
All right, so where are the bargains this week?
I would say London is a good one right now. Up and down the East Coast, I'm talking as much as $500 to $700 off, as long as you take off by July 15th, which is still a month from now. But we're looking at London that was selling for like $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500. Some cities like Philadelphia, Charlotte, Miami, and those are going for like $779, which is a pretty dramatic decrease in price. And keep watching Paris and Amsterdam and Rome. We saw them last week all come in about $779. So this weekend we could see a whole bunch of stuff as we start getting late summer and fall, because
people are resisting because it's too damned expensive. They're resisting the prices. So this is at least the airlines are recognizing that and taking some of the action. I guess that's a good way of looking at it. You want to check out what fares there are to a destination you're looking for, go to bestfares.com. Tom Parsons from Best Fares here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.